السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة إلا أصحاب اليمين في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلككم في سقر، قالوا لم نك من المصلين ولم نك نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين حتى أتانا اليقين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters who now listen over the receivers. Over the past 3 or 4 weeks, we have been discussing this ayat of the Quran Sharif, and I mentioned to you that it is linked with the month of Ramadan also to a certain extent. Because we were discussing this ayat and we entered into the month of Ramadan, so I continued with this ayat and explained to you that how the kuffar who will be in Jahannam, when they will be questioned that what led you to this fire of Jahannam, they will say, Lam nakum min al musallin. We were not of those who prayed. We did not make our salat. And we did not feed the indigent ones, the poor, those who were in need, those who were poverty stricken, those who were suffering starvation, then we did not feed them. وَلَمْ نَكُنُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِذِينَ. So we have discussed to some extent salat. Of course, we cannot do justice in the limited time, and we have discussed to some extent sadaqat, which covered some aspects of zakat also, and other charities. And these two things are linked to the month of Ramadan, as I explained to you. Now let us go on to the next part. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that one of the replies will be وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِذِينَ. Now there are different meanings and explanations that have been given of what this verse really means. However, in Bayanul Quran, a very beautiful explanation is given کہ جو ابطال حق کے مشغلے میں مشغول رہتے تھے ہم بھی ان کے ساتھ ابطال حق اور دین کے مشغلے میں مشغول رہتے تھے. Which basically means this, that those people who were engaged in criticizing, in mocking, in finding faults with deen, those who were engaged in trying to root out Islam, the Sharia, the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we too used to participate with them. We are part and parcel of those people or those societies or those groups or those communities who were engaged in the ibtal of deen. Those who were propagating falsehood, those who were making a mockery of the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, then instead of distancing ourselves from them, instead of accepting Islam and Iman, although these replies are of the kuffar, but there is a lesson for the believers in it too. That although what we should have done is distance ourselves from these type of people, we should have accepted the deen haq and we should have believed in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But instead of that, we were also part and parcel of those who were making a mockery of the teachings of deen, and those who were out to destroy the fiber of Islamic teachings. So we have to take a lesson from this. As I said, it seems that everything is connected with the month of Ramadan also. That if we have to look at it in the aspect or in the light of Ramadan, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned many things about Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif revealed verses about this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala revealed a whole surah with regards to the night of Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of grandeur, the night of great blessing, the night of great mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala revealed a whole surah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the ahadith, read the fazail of Ramadan and look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, with regards to the virtues of fasting in this month of Ramadan, with regards to the recitation of the Quran Sharif and other ibadat in this month of Ramadan. Now all these things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. It was not that he just mentioned it out of his own whim and fancy without any wahi coming to him. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said was by a wahi. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, as you have heard many times. So now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned so many things about the month of Ramadan. He mentioned so many things about the night of Qadr. He mentioned so many things about the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. He mentioned so many things about the virtues of staying awake in the night of Qadr, searching for Laylatul Qadr, making i'tikaf. Now all these things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. Now we may not say that openly. We don't say it openly. But our actions and our deeds, what do they indicate? Have we really taken this message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam seriously? Or are we in that group or those amongst those people who are idling away their time, wasting their valuable time? Those who are passing their time in those same activities that they passed before the month of Ramadan, most of which is, or many of those activities which are even haram. But we haven't distanced ourselves from that. It seems that we have just totally ignored this message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So then we also fall into that category to some extent. That instead of taking the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam seriously, and then applying ourselves in this month of Ramadan, or at least now in the last few nights which is left of this month of Ramadan, where does our time go? In what do we spend our time? Now there is no doubt there is many things that are happening in the world, and all of us are concerned, and we all are making dua, what else can we do? And we are encouraging people to contribute from their wealth, or to give clothes, or to send food, or to provide funds so that wells can be dug up there, and those who haven't got water, then they can at least get some water, as I mentioned in my bayan 2 or 3 weeks ago about the virtues of sadaqat or sadaqah jariyah. Now all these things are in its place, and it is a sign of iman that we are concerned about something that is happening far away, because Muslim, the whole ummah is like one body and one soul. If one part of the body feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain. But then we should not make that now an excuse to waste all our good and valuable time in watching the television news items, so-called news items, as to which country is being bombed, how many bombs are falling there, and what is the destruction that is taking place there. And in the process, what we are doing, consciously or subconsciously or with knowingly or wittingly or without really intending to do so, is in the process we are engaging in so much of haram that is coming on those TV screens. And we are quite satisfied, we are quite happy. It doesn't even create any concern in our heart that in this month of Ramadan, in the beautiful nights of Ramadan, the nights which should have been spent in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, and pouring our hearts out before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and asking Him to send down His assistance and His help, because Allah Ta'ala knows alone when He is going to send His help and to what extent, and when will victory come, and for whom will victory be there. As far as the mujahideen are concerned, if they lose their lives, then too they are victorious, And if they remain alive, then too they are victorious. Those who are making jihad sincerely for the pleasure of Allah. And then all this depression which is setting into our hearts, that they are withdrawing and withdrawing from here and withdrawing from there. Now, as far as the Amirul Mumineen is concerned, he has informed us that these are all strategies, because the bombing is relentless. There's so much of bombs and so many civilians are losing their lives. Masjids are being bombed, huts and homes are being bombed, women and children are being bombed to safeguard their lives and the properties of those innocent civilians. Therefore, it's a strategy to move out. Now, at that time, we think that finished, that's the end of the world for the Muslim Ummah. Whereas these type of things have happened right from Rasulullah Pak Rasam's time up till now. I've mentioned in some other majlis of bayan also, that if you have to look at Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is Mullah Amirul Mumineen, Mullah Umar, in comparison with Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam? He is not like even the dust on the shoe of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But yet Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, who was so close to Allah Ta'ala, Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasallam used to come up and down bringing wahi to Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. But we know that in his own birthplace, Makkatul Mukarrama, what he went through, what kind of difficulties, what kind of trials. So much so that those who are accepting Islam are getting nothing in return except persecution, torture, banishment, and then finally three long years of ostracism, total boycott, no food, no trade, no nothing. And yet who is amongst them? Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with whose duas we don't know how many people got cured of the illness, and with whose duas Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opened the doors of victory for we do not know how many millions in the world. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with those people is going through those times. And then in the Haram Sharif he cannot make salat. When he is going into sajda, intestines of animals are placed on his back. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is punished so much, he falls down unconscious. He is stoned where he bleeds profusely. In Taif the same thing is done. Until finally he and his people have to leave Makkah and go away to Madinah Tayyibah. Now if we were living in those times, we would have said, finish, that's the end of Islam and that's the end of the world for the Muslims, because we can see that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is amongst them and who is making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and not only dua, he is actively engaged in every activity of deen, but yet we do not see outwardly victory coming. And then when they sign the terms of agreement, when the terms of agreement of Sulh Hudaybiyah, if you have to look at them completely one-sided, outwardly they are suffering humiliation and disgrace that they are entering into such kind of a treaty. And Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina." Verily we have given you an open victory. Now Allah Ta'ala is calling that victory. And we saw that within 2 years after that, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed the whole, or turned the whole cards, and reverse the whole situation. And those people who were at one time dominated, and they had no voice, and they were suffering starvation and poverty, and they were humiliated and disgraced outwardly, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them Fata Makkah. Makkah Sharif is conquered, the whole of Arabia is conquered, and after some time then throughout the world Islam spreads. So we are believers in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should not become so despondent and so depressed. Indeed, that pain we do suffer in our hearts, looking at the destruction and looking at the loss of life and property. But now we make that an excuse, that because we are so concerned about what is happening in the world, so now where our nights and days go, watching BBC, watching CNN, those very things, or that media which we say full of lies and untruth and dishonesty, and it is in the control of the Jews. But now we are spending these Mubarak nights, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said was supposed to be spent in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for those who could, then they should cut off from all outside activities and spend it in the masjid in i'tikaf. Now we are spending that valuable time in watching whole night television. There are so many people, they are glued to it whole night. They will give you the stories of what will happen every hour. And what contribution did they really make after that? Nothing, except sit in some gathering and talk about what happened and what they saw. That's about all. Whereas if they had spent even a fraction of that time on the musalla and asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his help and assistance, then Allah ta'ala would have accepted that dua But as I repeatedly say, that when you are going to see the fruits of that dua, that only Allah Ta'ala knows. We have got no right to demand from Allah Ta'ala that if I made dua now, then I must see the fruits of that dua within seconds. But the duas are accepted, either Allah Ta'ala gives you that which you have asked, or Allah Ta'ala removes some other difficulty or problem that was coming your way, or Allah Ta'ala puts it in store and He will give in the akhirat. But that dua does not go waste. Now instead of that, we are wasting that time in these type of futile activities. So this is what I am trying to get across to you, that we are also just like that to some extent, that with those who make a mockery of deen, that means deen is nothing to be of real concern. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he must have said it for some people, is not for us. And we engage and indulge in these type of activities, then what do we expect in return? What we expect in return, or what we should expect in return, is again exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. For example, with regards to Laylatul Qadr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when once the month of Ramadan dawned, he said, this month has dawned, and in it there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. Khairun min alfi shah. And then he said that whosoever is deprived of the barakat, of the rahmat, of the mercy, of the blessings of this Mubarak night, Laylatul Qadr, he is indeed deprived of all good. فَقَدْ هُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ. He is deprived of all good. And none is deprived of all good except that person who is the most unfortunate person. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that if you want to be one of the unfortunate ones, if you want to be deprived of all the good, if you want to suffer in this world, misery, pain, restlessness, anxieties, worries, all kinds of problems, so then ignore the search of this Mubarak night. It is at your peril. The choice is yours. Either you spend the time constructively, engage yourself in ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and those people who have to go to work, then to the extent that they have to go and work, they go and work. But I repeat that if they are employers, then they should give due consideration to those who are good Muslim employees. I'm not talking about those employees who are not interested in fasting and their lifestyle is no different in the month of Ramadan as it was in the prior to Ramadan. But those who are fasting, those who are concerned, those who are wanting to get Laylatul Qadr, so then they should try to be considerate and try to close business a little earlier. Unlike what we are doing at present, that because the months or because the days are of the days of December and businesses are flourishing and booming, so we have come to the conclusion that we have to make the best of it now. So as a result, namazes of Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and sometimes even the rozas and fasts are being missed. Why? Because the person says, I get very tired. And yet he is an employer, he is a boss of himself, he can sleep all day, but yet the fasts are being missed because we are very busy in the shops. So we are making a mockery of this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we will have no one else but ourselves to blame. So if we can, then we should try and curtail those activities as much as possible, and then spend the rest of the time in the masjid, recite the Quran Sharif, relax, because in the masjid, when you are there with the niyat of i'tikaf in this month of Ramadan, especially the last 10 nights, then those who are in i'tikaf, even if they are sleeping, they are in ibadat. If they are eating, they are in ibadat. If they are resting, they are in ibadat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses them with all the sawab of the people that are making ibadat outside. So what I am conveying to you is this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said that person is then deprived, then we must believe that person is deprived of all good. Allah Ta'ala will then make our lives restless. Outwardly the conditions can be of pain, of suffering, but the real suffering and pain is within the heart. If the heart has got taqwa, it has got a connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then under all conditions the person enjoys sukoon inside. The tranquility is not disturbed. No matter what kind of earthquakes and tremors on the outside, family life, business life, accidents, and all kinds of things, but the person's tranquility is not disturbed. But if the person hasn't got this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he is not engaging in the right actions in this month of Ramadan, and especially in this last 10 nights, then Allah ta'ala will make his life restless. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that person's life miserable. Allah ta'ala will deprive him of all good. So then he will suffer a kind of restlessness, anxiety and worries from which he will find no way out. Unless again he turns towards Allah, because Allah ta'ala's doors are open of mercy and forgiveness, and this month of Ramadan is for mercy and forgiveness. So we should not become negligent. We always hear, or you must have heard many times in the zikr program, we say, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. All your kingdoms are mine. Falak mera, zami meri. The heavens and earth are mine. Now how do you make Allah yours? How do we make Allah ours? Now this we say it, and we enjoy it sometime to singing, agar ek tu nahi mera. But now this is the ideal opportunity in this month of Ramadan to make Allah ours. Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that with regards to all the other ibadat, Allah Ta'ala has got the angels. Just explaining to you that hadith. Allah Ta'ala has got angels who record so much sawab for this, so much sawab for that, so much sawab for that. But when it comes to fasting, then Allah Ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi or wa ana ujza bihi. As far as this fast is concerned, then Allah Ta'ala says, it is for me. I will give the reward. Now if Allah Ta'ala gives the reward, then it will be an unlimited reward. Only Allah Ta'ala knows what rewards He is going to give. Because a person cannot keep fast unless he has got khawf of Allah, he's got yaqeen in Allah. He truly and sincerely believes that my Allah is watching. Until he doesn't have that in his heart, he cannot keep fast. Because the person can go in the privacy of his room and he can drink, he can eat, he can deceive people outside that he is fasting. But he cannot deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayhi said, قوم ہے قرآن سے قرآن رخصت قوم گم سوم ہے ایمان سے ایمان رخصت سوم گم. How beautifully he said it. Or Akbar Allahabadi said that. Akbar Allahabadi, he says that the qawm is with the Quran. You take the Quran Sharif away from the Muslim Ummah, and that's the destruction of the Muslim Ummah. That Quran Sharif we have just placed on our shelves. In the month of Ramadan we may recite a little, but after that 12 months it catches dust. So we take the Quran Sharif and the amal on the Quran Sharif away, he said that's the end of the Muslim Ummah. And as far as fasting is concerned, it is due to this iman that is in the heart of the person. You take that iman in Allah away and there's no fast after that. Because that person cannot fast after that. The only thing that makes that person restrain himself from food, drink and carnal desires from dawn to sunset is that conscious awareness that my Allah is watching. So there can be nobody watching him, but he is a policeman of himself. He doesn't require another police to police him. At present this is the problem, that for the police you require another police force, and for that police force you need another police force, and it's just one chain that carries on. Because there is no yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, there's no iman. So what is going to restrain that person from stealing? Corruption will be at its height. So now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, fasting is for me, I will reward it. Or he says, I am the reward of that fast. Because this person had such kind of yaqeen in me, and provided he stayed away from all the haram and all the other things that are destructive to that roza, then Allah ta'ala says, I am myself am that reward of that fast. Now exactly what we are asking for, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, you become mine, because if you are mine, then everything is mine. And if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. So now Allah ta'ala says, if you want to make me yours, then fast in this month of Ramadan. And that fast also must be according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't know whether I mentioned it in the Jummah Bayan or in the Majlis, but it costs nothing to repeat if it comes to mind, that just as we have got sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we know the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that person who who brings to life a sunnah of mine. Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed. That person who brings to life a sunnah of mine when there is fasad in my ummah, then he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. Now you and I, we take this to be just the meaning of sunnats, like sunnat of miswak or sunnat of eating and drinking and the other sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas together with that sunnat, a major sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which we forget, is how did he make his salat. The sunnat way of making salat, if we bring that to life, we will get the reward of 100 martyrs, because at present our salat is tu ja me aata hun salat. The moment we go, before we make Allahu Akbar, we are already planning what is the next way we are going to go after salat. So it is all in speed and in hurry, and there is no khushu and khuzu left. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, khushu and khuzu will be taken away before qiyamah. So much so you will find masjid full, but you won't find one person in that namaz making his namaz with khushu and khuzu. Not one person. Now go to the masajid and see how many people you will find that making namaz with khushu and khuzu. That the rukus are right, the sajdas are right, the qiyam is right, the tilawat is right. So here also, just as namaz, they are sunnat way of performing that salat, and the person brings that to life now in these times of fitna, then he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. In the same way, there is a sunnat way of keeping this fast. And if we're going to bring to life that sunnat way of keeping this fast in this month of Ramadan, then we will not only get the reward of the sawab of fasting, but the reward of 100 martyrs, because it is extremely difficult, especially in our environment, in our society, where gossiping, backbiting, carrying tales, creating fitna and mischief, idling and wasting time, valuable time in the playing of cards and watching of TV and playing of games and going to the grounds and watching cricket and soccer. Now when there is such a society and such a kind of environment of sin and evil, at such a time when this person, he says that I am not concerned about what the society calls me, they can call me fanatic, they can call me madman, they can call me fundamentalist, they can call me anything, but if my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that this is the way of fasting and this is what you should do in the month of Ramadan, then together with my activities of business and this and that, I will make sure that I stay away from everything that is haram and forbidden, and I will only do that which my Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with, and I will keep my fast as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has asked me to keep. Now that person is making his batin right and is making his zahir right, his inside and outside. So he's going to get the sawab of 100 martyrs. So let us not waste the last few days and nights that we have. Go to work, go do your business, whatever is necessary. But as soon as you can free yourself, then free yourself and either read at home or come away to the masjid, because the home environment sometimes is not conducive, then come away to the masjid. But wasting time on television, on radio stations and here and there, in futile gossip and talk, then that is definitely not the sign of a person who truly believes in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. I'm not saying that it is haram or forbidden to catch up with some news, but let that catching up of news or listening to some items that may be good on some radio station be to the bare minimum, and most of the time spent in tilawat, in zikr, in ibadat, and in making plenty of dua for those people whom we are expressing great concern about. Let us not waste our good and valuable time and opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.